Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. Welcome back. We are in the middle of Matt's missive. He's been watching all of the new series of Doctor Who. He managed to get all this done while, like, in the lead up to the 60th anniversary specials. And I applaud him for his tenacity and also for providing us with little snippets of how he felt about each episode. It's just been, like, I've been really enjoying this. Are you enjoying it? It's fun. I've also loved going back and watching these episodes. Last episode, we talked about dinosaurs on a spaceship, which, like Asylum of the Daleks, I have seen several times because I love it. It's bonkers. It's fun. It's silly. It's over the top. And it has so many great moments, like... Rory's dad's got a trowel. Don't you have a trowel? I'll get you a trowel. Like, it is just fun. And, you know, the beach that's the engine of the spaceship, like, it's hysterical. It's also bleak. I love that they, you know, when you find out that David Bradley, to get the dinosaurs, has killed every last Silurian on this spaceship, that is a moment. Like, that is like a really... bleak moment, and you think it's just going to be a flippant throwaway thing, and the doctor just goes, like, he becomes quite angry about the genocide that's been enacted to basically fund this bit of piracy. It was the thing that, you know, when they announced that Chris Chibnall was taking over, I thought about dinosaurs on a spaceship, and I'm like, yep, I think he'll be fine. Like, if he just keeps writing more of those, I'll be fine with it. You know, who's to say how much of this was rewritten by Stephen Moffat, but I get the idea. Not a huge amount of rewriting went on, that he kind of left things up to the writers. But, you know, I don't know. I wasn't there in the room, so I don't know what... I know that there was a lot of rewriting that went on with Neil Gaiman's episode that he was furious about, but that was mostly due to budgetary concerns. Dinosaurs on a spaceship, it's such a big... Like, I know that I remember at the time Moffat kind of announced that because Series 7 was busted into halves, and was going to end, like, there was going to be 5 episodes, the final Amy and Rory episodes. Then there would be a Christmas special that introduced Clara, although she was secretly introduced in the Asylum of the Daleks. And then... the second half of the series would be you know, the new Clara kind of stories. And that would happen much later. Like, you know, there'd be a Christmas special in between, and there was, you know, months and months and months between the two halves of this series, which kind of realistically, like, is kind of how we're Doctor Who is ending up being. Like, you know, Flux was 6 episodes. This next series is only going to be 8. We had, like, the 3 specials plus the Christmas special, so there's, like, 4 episodes. Like, that's kind of how Doctor Who is now. And I kind of wish they'd just kind of like gone, well, this is how we're going to do it, instead of saying this is series 7, it's broken in half. Like, it felt discombobulating at the time, but I kind of, you know, given how big these episodes are, because his announcement was that each one was going to be like a little mini movie. And certainly for at least 3 of these episodes, that's what it feels like. Especially like the Asylum of the Daleks and Dinosaurs on a Spaceship just feel like two, like, big, enormous, like, they feel like Christmas specials in and of themselves. There's a lot packed into them. Anyway, on to A Town Called Mercy, which is the 3rd of these big movie-length episodes. They're not movie-length, they're just regular length. So Matt says about A Town Called Mercy, sometimes a central villain can either succeed or fail based on the quality of the prosthetics and makeup. Sadly here, we fall on the side of fail. Benefiting again from overseas filming, allowing for a fully immersive location, there's no denying that this is a beautiful looking episode and the cast are clearly having the time of their lives playing cowboys. But it leaves you a little empty, like the location is all it's got going for it. And the plot feels very much like an afterthought. Ben Browder's in it, but even his lovely presence can't save it. Want to see a Doctor Who Western? Go watch The Gunfighters. It's honestly nowhere near as bad as the fans will have you believe. One for a future theory pod, Adam. It needs to be reevaluated. I don't mind The Gunfighters. Like, I know a lot of people don't like it, which I suspect is the singing. But now that we've had A Christmas Carol, we've had the Doctor and Ruby singing at the Goblins, I feel like we need to go back to The Gunfighters and reassess it as a musical episode of Doctor Who. Sung by Linda Barron, who was in The Shop. She was in the TV series. I was about to say she was in Open All Hours. She was in Open All Hours, the TV series. But I thought Open All Hours was the name of the episode with James Corden. No, that's Closing Time. But yes, Linda Barron was in that. And she's also in Enlightenment as a delightfully fruity pirate. She also features a lot in the John Nathan Turner book. Her daughter was John Nathan Turner's office assistant for a while. Also, I think she lived near him in Brighton, was it? Or maybe lived near him in London. Anyway, she was a neighbour. She was totes besties. A Town Called Mercy, I think the cyborg character is a problem, especially seeing as the voice was kind of like dubbed in later. It just feels very weird, or it was electronically altered to a very strange point. And I feel like we see too much of it too early on. Like, it would have been better if it was a bit more spooky and, you know, hidden, which I guess is hard to do when you're like, we're in Spain. We're going to film a great big wide shot of this town. I mean, they filmed it in the town where they made a whole bunch of, like, those Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns, like a bunch of, like, legitimate big budget, well, small budget because they're in Spain, not America. But those big kind of, like, westerns were filmed on this set. Like, this is an actual place in Spain where they filmed a lot of actual westerns. So it has that verisimilitude of being, you know, ooh, we're in a western, as Matt says, you know, and it does feel like they're just enjoying playing cowboys. But, yeah, the core storyline, I think, is effective about, you know, they want to save this doctor, they want to kill this doctor, they want to save this doctor, you know, they find out the doctor is kind of like Space Dr. Mengele. like it's problematic. He's like, he's done terrible experiments, but, you know, they won the war. You know, is it like an Oppenheimer kind of situation? Like, you know, what if, you know, I mean, what if they did experiment on people using the nuclear bomb? I mean, they essentially did. The people of Japan who were all killed were horrific casualties in a war that they were already losing. I don't know if you've seen the movie Oppenheimer, but it is amazing and it's really confronting because you just kind of go, oh wow, this is a lot of stuff that I kind of, you know, we get this kind of like, you know, rah rah yoo-hoo go America sort of vibe from the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But after seeing like Godzilla Minus One, where you see, because before they did the nuclear bombs, they dropped the atomic bombs on Japan, they had done some systemic firebombing of Tokyo, which really horrifically killed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of civilians just to kind of make the Japanese back down. You know, it's like the bombing of Dresden, which also was kind of like at a stage of the war where it's like, well, they've almost lost, so why are you know rubbing their noses in it? The bombing of Dresden is in Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-5, which is an amazing book, but all those sequences are quite traumatic. I mean, the whole thing is traumatic. Speaking of trauma, we're going to be moving on to The Power of Three and The Angels Take Manhattan as we move along through Matt's Misses.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.